KSL News Time now, 7:09, another check of Triple Team traffic on this Friday morning, and hopefully you've got some good news for us, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it's a little bit better news. I'm seeing a couple vehicles over on the left shoulder and on I-15 near 114th South, so I think a car may have broken down in the middle of traffic on the 114th overpass, and so now they've got it over to the left shoulder. Traffic seems to be moving a little bit more consistently now between Bangor Highway, Draper, and 90th South Sandy, although you will dip a little bit below the speed limit. It's not the stop-and-go backup that we were seeing for a while. And then we have a crash 33rd South underneath I-15, blocking a couple of the eastbound lanes to go under the freeway, Eric Butler.
So far, a smooth ride in Utah County, I-15 northbound from Spanish Fork all the way to Point of the Mountain. Not hearing of any accidents, not enough volume right now to cause delays. Redwood Road also looking good if you're heading north from Saratoga Springs. Alicia?
Traffic slowed down now southbound I-15 from the Layton Gentile Street area down through about not quite to 2nd North Layton Parkway, but you're going to see quite a bit of slowing there. Give yourself a little time. Once you get past it, though, you look good. You're back at freeway speed southbound I-15, Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful, all the way through the North Interchange. Get a checking account with rewards to fit your style. My Style Checking from Mountain America. It features customizable rewards like cash gifts, online shopping credits, and more. Details at macu.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.